Shalom Aleichem, everyone. On this, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Shoftim. On Tuesday, I was still in Eretz Yisrael, and I was talking to one of the Bachrim there. In Eretz Yisrael, there is a stronger hergish of Rosh Chodesh Elul, of this man of Elul beginning. I told him that in America, Rosh Chodesh Elul doesn't start until Erev Rosh Hashanah. He looked at me incredulously. His bacher told me, he's in Chevron Yeshiva. He said, Elul is too tense. It gets him so nervous. Every day, one of the Rosh Yeshiva speaks about the meaning of Elul. I explained to him that here, people, because of the calendar, are still vacationing, making barbecues, wearing polo shirts and caps, and Elul just doesn't get started. For a thinking person, though, we have to start to realize that it's Elul. That Elul is really a time of growth, a time of opportunity for everybody. And we don't want to really be left behind. How does a person know if his Elul is meaningful? How does a person know in life whether what he's accomplishing is meaningful? The Chavis HaVava is in the Shar Yichud HaMaisa Perikei, writes a rule. Somebody who doesn't add in his Avedis Hashem has no root. Rooted things grow. Things that are rooted in something that gives it sustenance grow from where they are, what they are. A wooden bench on the ground doesn't grow. A tree on the same ground, also made of wood, grows because it's rooted. And Elul, we have to look to grow, to do more, to add in a pleasant way to our Avedis Hashem. This week's parasha, Parashat Shoftim, the pasuk says, "Vasisa pi hadavar sheyigidu lecha." This is the source for the idea of a das Torah, of the person who's paskening in Klal Yisrael, taking responsibility for the things that he says, and Klal Yisrael being able to accept and follow the psak of Hadavar She'erucha, of the Sanhedrin, of the Batei Dinim, of those who are responsible for psak and Klal Yisrael. Vasisa pi Hadavar She'erucha. In the Akdama of the Shev Shmaitzi, he writes that this was the taina of the Malachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are you giving Torah to Bnei Adam? They knew that the Mitzvot HaTorah are connected to people. But the idea that people could issue a psak in halacha and that becomes Torah, to them that was an incredible chiddush. And Zok Teshev Shmaisa, but that's what we have. We have that ability to devote ourselves totally to Torah, to spend the years and have the shimush to be able to know how to deal with the halacha l'maisa of Torah and to be able to paskin. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chesed Amud Beis, that there was a dispute. Rav Yehuda hitir lichol esayim b'Shabbos. Rav Yehuda permitted putting certain medication into the eye on Shabbos. He said this disease is a danger. It's a sakana, pikuach nefashis. Rav Shmuel ben Rav Yehuda Aiser. Rav Shmuel ben Rav Yehuda disagreed. He said it's not a sakana. The Gemara brings an incident where Rav Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, became ill with this very eye disease. And he sent a message to Rav Yehuda asking, can I put on the medication on Shabbos? And Rav Yehuda replied to him. He said to him, that l'kula mutter, the whole world is mutter. I hold that you're allowed to put on the medication. L'cha asur, but you paskin, it's not a sakana. For you, it's asur. The question is, what are you talking about? Rav Yehuda holds that it's a sakana, it's because of nefashis. Was he punishing somebody for disagreeing with him? If his shita is this because of nefashis, he has to tell Rav Shmuel ben Rav Yehuda, for you it's mutter. Well, here we see a chiddush, says the stipler, that the halach is gepaskin tapi adova she'erucha, for everyone else it's a sakana. You're a pesach in Klal Yisrael. You paskin that it's not a sakana? To you, it's not a sakana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world according to the psak of the individual paskei halacha. It's known Rav Chaim Volozhin told someone with a lung disease to stay in his city and never move out. Why? Because that particular lung disease is a machlokes in Hilchos Treifos, if it's something that causes death or not, if it's a treifa. The Shagas Aryeh paskin that it's not a treifa. And this man lived in the city of the Shagas Aryeh. Said, as long as you stay there in your city, the psak is, it's not a treifa. And by human being too, it's not something that will kill. But don't move away. The Chaim Kanievsky brings that he once asked the stipler the following question, and this is the most incredible application of this yisaid. He said, "Is a machlokes from Rosh Hashanah after Zion when people are judged?" And the Mishnah there says, "The Pesach alatfua." Then on Pesach, the world is judged regarding the wheat, and there are others who disagree. The others who hold other midim b'chol yaim, other midim b'chol shah, there are those who hold that the psak on everything is on Rosh Hashanah. It's a machlokes. But the Gemara brings in Brachas Daf Yud Ches, Maisa b'chosid echad, an individual who, for whatever reason, had run from someone chasing him, happened to be his wife, but anyway, and hid in a graveyard in a Pesach forest. And there, he heard the neshama of two young girls speaking. And they said, "Then let us go up to the Kisei HaKavod and hear what the judgment is on this coming year's wheat." So we see that there is a psak, there is a Rosh Hashanah, there is a psak on Rosh Hashanah, especially. It says over there that that it was Va'is Ayayim, the Mashmois is always on Rosh Hashanah, but certainly not Adam neither Mechal Yayim. We see that a person, there's one judgment for the year for Rosh Hashanah. So why don't we paskin based on that? This Reb Chaim said was asked of the stipler. The stipler answered that it says there in the Mefarshei Gemara that man the Yomar held like Reb Yehuda. There's a version that Oisei Chosid was himself Reb Yehuda. He held like Reb Yehuda. And therefore, Reb Yehuda held that the psak was on that day. For Reb Chaim, but look, there's only one psak in Shemayim. What's in is who it is. We see the facts that the psak is then. And the stipler told him, no, even in Shemayim, somehow it's like an alternative universe. There's a place where the psak is once a year, and the psak is every day. Because a piya dova she'erucha is a psak halacha. Psak halacha that you follow the psak of somebody who's rei lahira, and you're safe. And that's the chiddush here in Parsha Shoftim of a piya dova she'erucha. As we know, ki mitzian teitei Torah, the seat of Torah in the time of the Beis Hamikdash was in Eretz Yisrael, the place get Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and it's returning to Eretz Yisrael. I'd like to share with you an insight, a hergish that I had when I left Eretz Yisrael. I was on a plane leaving, and this is the thought that came to me. It seems to me that Yerushalayim, the holy city, is elusive. What do I mean it's elusive? It's an incredible history of Yerushalayim. When Avraham Avinu was sent to Har HaMoriah, he was not told the place. He wasn't told where it was until he saw Anon Kosher Alahar, until he saw with his own eyes what the place is. When Yaakov Avinu left his father's house, he slept on Har HaMoriah. He slept in Yerushalayim, what was to be Yerushalayim. He didn't even realize it. He didn't even see Anon Kosher Alahar. It was like Yerushalayim was hiding from people. An incredible thing. When Klal Yisrael left Eretz Yisrael, entered Eretz Yisrael, for the first 400 years, they knew there's a place, Alamokah Mishivcha Hashem, but they didn't know where it was. For some reason, they didn't know that Yerushalayim is the chosen city. Incredible. They had the greatest gedolim. It was not revealed to them on the Kosher Ahar, where the mountain is. And finally, Shlomo HaMelech builds a Beis HaMikdash. David and Shmuel reveal its location. And a generation later, 10 of the 12 Shvatim are cut away from visiting Yerushalayim. Again, it's elusive to the overwhelming majority of Jews of Klal Yisrael. It's an incredible, incredible thing. And it's been that way throughout our history. Yerushalayim has been inaccessible so much of the time that Klal Yisrael was there. The Ramban, as you know, when he arrived, said there was no minyan in Yerushalayim. Rav Avadya Batanura, who visited the city in 1488, said he found 70 Jews in Yerushalayim. It's incredible that even after the Shoah, after the Khurban Europe, when Yidden returned to Eretz Yisrael from 1948 to 1967, Yerushalayim was inaccessible. The Kaisel was not accessible. Again, the same pattern that we see, and even from 67 to today, we're proud to be in Yerushalayim, but a majority of the geography of the Old City or the immediate area around the Old City is still not accessible. It's not a place where Jews go. Jews can go there. But for the most part, Jews don't go there. So much of Yerushalayim is cut off from us. But certainly those of us in Golus, it seems, could it be that the answer to the mystery of Yerushalayim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a shteikikus. He wants a desire. When we daven in Yerushalayim, Yichab Rechim Tashuv, we should not settle for half prizes. We shouldn't settle for compromises. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have much of Yerushalayim. But look at the map of the Old City, the Arab Quarter. The Jews sometimes go, but for the most part, it is not a place of Jewish habitation. It's not a place of Torah. It's still cut away from us. It's still not accessible. It's still not a place we are, majority of the Old City. Are we going to take and settle to be happy with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us? We're happy with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. But the Shteikagus, or Vidam Yishlaim Yechab Rachim Toshu, has to be a strong desire, bearing in mind that this is the way it's always been, that the Shteikagus, the desire, Paratzenu HaKadosh, is something which is very, very basic to our neshamas, basic to our desire, basic to our ratzon, to be able to be in the Makam HaKadosh. The whole golus of Klal Yisrael, the whole exile of Klal Yisrael, it's all, it's oto davar, it's a desire to be there, to be mishtaikik, to be there. And so, we're not there. We aren't there for whatever reason, but the shteikikus has to be a stronger shteikikus, a certain desire, a rotzen to be there, and a rotzen to be able to feel the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. There's a malbim in the beginning of Sefer Ezra. The beginning of Sefer Ezra, it says that when Klal Yisrael returned to Eretz Yisrael, they went to Yerushalayim. It says in Perik, I believe it's Perik Beis, Hasagala, V'yishuvu Yerushalayim, V'yehuda, Ishla Irai. The Jews didn't settle in Yerushalayim in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. In Nehemiah, we find they had to do a geirah to get people to live in Yerushalayim. Why? Because everyone had free land. They had the land that was their chelek nachla in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't go necessarily to Yerushalayim. But the pasuk says vayeshuvu, and when they returned, they went to Yerushalayim v'Yehuda ishli irai. So what does it mean Yerushalayim v'Yehuda? What does it mean? First of all, it's saying Yerushalayim v'Yehuda. Rashi has a hard time with this. And secondly, what does it mean they went to Yerushalayim? They went to their cities, ishli irai. The Malbim says everyone who went to Eretz Yisrael went derech Yerushalayim. Everyone understood that the Shefa of Ruchnius is in the Ir HaKadosh. And when people came to Eretz Yisrael after being away for 70 years, they first went there to feel a Yishtaikikus. Getting back to that with which we began, the Chavis of Avodah says, how do you know if your Avodah is a real Avodah? It says, call me Shein Lai Tosafa is Ein Lai Yikr. Somebody who has no addition, no Hisafa in his Avodah Hashem, Ein Lo Yikr, he's not rooted there. He's missing something. Somebody who comes to Yerushalayim and doesn't have a Tosafa, he doesn't have some addition, Ein Lo Yikr, something is missing. That's our Avodah in the special Zman, which is Elul and Tishrei, in a special makim, which is atzeinu hakadosha. And makim means man. We have to put it together and be able to seek to grow in the days that come. Let's try to connect to the month of Elul. Take a moment, something special, something you didn't do till now. If you run out of shul in the morning, stop, learn one Mishnah every day, or come early and learn a Mishnah. Well, daven the seeking, many people daven at that at 6 or 6:30 every day. If you daven a 5:45 or 5:50, for most of Elul, you'll be able to daven the seeking. It's worth it. But something extra. Mishem lotei safais ein yikar. How do you know the plant is dead? Maybe it's alive. It's not blooming. It's not blossoming. It's not giving forth leaves or flowers. It's dead. Same thing with people. Let's be zaycha to an extraordinary chaydish Elul, connection to Kedusha, the shteikikos, a desire to see makaymis HaKadoshim, and this manim of Kedusha, and to let them influence us. Wishing everybody a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.